Friends, podcast episode 300 for Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. And...
Hi. I'm John.
Perfect.
What the heck was that?
Are you going to hit him yet?
Not yet. I can't believe it's 300. Although I looked it up. And it's actually been, I've been saying for like the last 10 episodes that it's, I can't believe, you know, we're getting up to 300. It's like 6 years. It's actually been 6.5.
6.5. Hmm. Well, we took the summer off a couple of years ago.
We did, yes, thank God. We started on in May of 2012, and we're still speaking. Yeah. That's pretty good.
And still married.
Yes, both.
Okay.
Not always at the same time. But
Special guest this week, of course.
Mr. John Lane. What did we call it once? The big cheese of pilot?
Big cheese of pilot.
Yeah.
No,
we should have had a cheese head.
Oh, cheese head.
Man, oh, that would be good.
Can we start over and just go get a cheese head? Anyway, I have some questions.
Can't wait.
All right, hang on. This is the best one.
Hold me.
Oh, wait. Don't you have a joke?
I do have a joke.
Okay.
What's the difference?
God help me.
Between ignorance and indifference.
A couple letters?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Every week.
Is this Kemmel here?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Every week, Brian tells a bad joke.
That was pretty bad.
He's had worse.
That's great. That's a good joke.
He's had worse? Okay, that makes me feel better.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, Mr. John Lane.
Yes,
what is
ma'am.
Your official title at Pilot Pen?
I am general manager of the fine writing division.
It sounds very impressive.
Mm.
Mechanical pencils, ballpoints,
rollerballs? No, we are not a ballpoint and rollerball company in the high end. We have very nice ballpoints, but people come to us for our fountain pens.
Okay.
And so that's what we're known for, and that's what we're going to do in the future is pretty much just fountain pens.
All right. How does it feel to be the most powerful pen person in the United States?
Wow.
I mean, essentially, you determine what gets brought into the U.S. market for a pilot, right?
We have
You're
a whole...
the sole person?
No. We have a whole team in Jacksonville, Florida, that's made up of sales people, marketing people, our senior leadership, and we all decide as a team. Because, you're right, I am old. And so
I didn't say that.
You inferred it. And I get set in my ways. And so having some new input into what we bring over has been very helpful. And so, yeah, it's a whole team effort.
But your decisions are always right, though.
You
haven't had a bad decision.
You'd have to ask my wife that.
Well, she's still married to you, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yes, you have. That's right.
Yes.
And I'm sure she would tell you that there's an oil for that. So... So, yeah. So yes,
okay.
we've done very well.
You are responsible for everything that comes into the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All on your shoulders.
You have a strong say.
Well, that's the nice thing about having a whole team, because then there can be blame going around the whole room then.
All right.
So.
What is your favorite thing about your job at Pilot?
In doing the fine pens, it's seeing new collectors come in, younger kids come in, and actually know that a stylus is not the pen they should be writing with on their iPads or their iPhones, but enjoying a fountain pen. So that's very enjoyable. We just released our 100th anniversary, the 7-pen set, and as a salesperson, it's pretty cool to sell a $48,000 set to somebody, and then to see the expressions that I get from the collectors and the people who come into the different events and talk about it, and the people who got the sets and the anniversary pens were very appreciative, and because they're great looking pens. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And of course that leads into what's your least favorite thing? Besides the sushi that you don't like to eat when you go to Japan.
No sushi. No. And no, that's just not. Fortunately, when I have gone there and gone out for sushi, there's ample cook stuff.
Okay.
So I can do that. Now, if you take the sushi and you put it on a grill.
On a grill.
That's
fine.
Great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, yeah.
And then with a little soy sauce, you're all set. I really don't have anything that I really don't like doing. I still like traveling and coming, even though Appleton is a bit cold, I would think that instead of coming this time of year all the time that I would come in the summer.
Okay.
Might be a little bit better. So, but I really don't have a thing I don't like about my job.
Okay.
These aren't bad. I mean, for the last 24 hours, you've been inferring that these questions were going to, you know.
Well, but, you know, I'm throwing you some softballs.
But, okay, here comes the fastball.
What do you see as the most exciting thing happening in the pen industry these days?
Like I said, having some younger people come into the events, the fact that we are going digital, as I mentioned, with iPhones and iPads, and the fact that there are less and less stores to sell the pens, but the fine pen business has never been better. Okay. As far as the volume goes and with the fountain pens.
Hey, we opened a second store.
You are the only chain that I know of.
We're in chain, babe.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys have a fine pen chain. I've never...
Nobody can come up with another example that has more than one, so...
I have not... No.
Nobody else is crazy enough.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Are you going to hit him for opening up this store?
She's going to wait.
Okay.
And what do you see as the future of the pen industry?
Nothing but going up, because I'm a little biased that we do produce the finest fountain pens in the world. And the way business is going, even with fewer and fewer brick and mortar stores, with the internet and with good brick and mortar stores like here, mm-hmm. it's nothing but up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, Pilot is a top brand here at AP, so we sell a lot of Pilot.
Well, we appreciate the support.
So, well, I appreciate the gifts that you.
Considering you didn't even want to open us up back in the day.
No, that's not true.
I have the emails.
And she does.
She does. She still has it.
She showed them to me the last time I was here.
He turned us down twice. We were like, we'd like to carry your stuff. He's like, yeah, no. Twice. And look at us now.
What did you say? You must be mistaken.
Yeah, I will admit that.
She can be very persuasive. and as long as he gets his gifts,
yep.
We're good.
Well, gifts imply he gets to keep it.
Just for the day.
Okay.
Well, we're together for a couple of days.
That's true.
Just between us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. We won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Can you say anything about the new Vanishing Point limited edition for next year?
No.
Just between us.
No. Well.
It's going to have a clip?
It's going to have a clip. It'll have an 18-karat gold nib.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There'll be 2019 of them made.
Ooh.
For the year.
It's going to have a...
And it's click, like it's a ballpoint?
I'm not at liberty to say that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I could just say it's a Vanishing Point retractable fountain pen. That's all. I can't say if it's clicks or clacks or whatever.
Is it pretty?
Yes.
The U.S. does it too. So every other year,
yeah,
you and your team do it, and every other year the French do it?
Right. And the Europeans. Our creative director comes up with some different schemes and, again, puts them all on paper, and as a group we look at them, and we submit, this year we submitted 5 selections to Japan. We got 3 of them back, which is great. And it's really nice looking. I wish I could show it to you. I have it here. But
so why is it the French? Is it Europe, or does it just happen to be? Why is there no Asian contingency that's involved in
it? They put it to us that we would do it between the two of us. And so Pilot Corporation of Europe has it every other year. They did the Cross Lines, which was this year. They did the Guiloche, which was the year before. Mm-hmm. Our markets are very different. They're much more conservative, where we just want wild color. And the last two that we had was the Twilight and the Crimson.
Yeah.
And they sold great. And the Cross Lines sold very well, but again, it's much more conservative.
Yeah. Get your Cross Lines here at Anderson Penzack.
I love my Twilight.
You'll really like the one next year. I wish I could tell you about it.
Oh, you suck.
Okay. It does have a clicking mechanism.
Yes.
It retracts.
Okay.
Okay?
But we have, speaking of Vanishing Points, though, we do have...
The new...
Speaking of new stuff anyway, we do have a couple new Pilot pens that we can talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's in your pocket? This is cool. I want one.
This is... What's the official name for this?
Stripes.
Stripes. The Vanishing Point Stripes. This is...
All metal.
All metal. It's
it's a brass barrel with rhodium plating.
It's ribbed. It's really cool. I like that a lot. And this is a permanent addition to the collection, or this is?
I haven't really decided yet. We're going to see how this goes. It's a little bit more expensive than the normal Vanishing Point. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But probably for at least 6 months.
Okay. So it might be a shorter run.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Short
okay.
run. All right. So
order one
thank
for
you.
Me. Order one for me.
And well, then back to the limited, it's just like this.
No way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. With the nib coming out, I've said too much already.
So now, will this be available in all standard nib sizes through stub or?
Fine and medium, and then you can change them out if you wish.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, we have
so that only on. Fine and medium.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right. That's cool. I'm excited about that. It's a little heavier. It's got some nice weight.
You can
to
have
it
for the rest of the day.
I don't have a pocket.
Well, I'll hang on to it for
there
you.
There
we go.
I like the weight. It's a little bit heavier because it's metal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's.
No, it's a great, great looking pen.
Thank you.
Been looking for a nice higher end vanishing point for since the Rodden seem to have.
How many more do you need?
He never has enough pens.
You are no help.
You gonna hit me now?
I'm gonna tell your wife I'm here.
So can you know actually since we're talking about since I mentioned Rodden, can we talk about that?
Sure.
About is Rodden coming back? Is it gone? Is it a leftover of the 100th anniversary resources being allocated to the 100th anniversary pens, or is it just Pilot is done and we're moving on to something else?
No, we will always have the stripes and the
water surface.
Yeah. The other one, the Galaxy, which was sort of everyone was calling it, went up in price considerably.
Yep.
And with the anniversary pens being made, all the Rodden pens were really put on the back burner. So things aren't going to get back to normal until about 2020 for Rodden production.
Okay. So the Galaxy's gone.
Yes.
You still have some in back order though.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gone as in no longer going to be brought into the U.S. or
right.
Gone as in Pilot is not making them because...
It won't be brought into the U.S. just because of the price.
But it's going to be...
Because there's always misinformation, so we want to get it straight from the source. Okay.
Who is she talking to?
All right, so what else do we
talking to the brick wall behind us.
Yes. speaking of, we have a new set, so it's kind of weird for us to get used to it. It'll be a...
Work in progress.
Looks nice in here, though.
Yeah. All right, so we have two other new pens I'm super excited
these
to talk
cool.
about. I don't have one of these.
These look better in person than they do on the blurry picture that I had.
Well, maybe you should get your eyesight checked.
All right,
So Custom 74s in two new colors. What is this officially called?
Teal.
Okay, what is this officially called?
Unofficially, it's Merlot. I don't think marketing has decided what they want to call it yet, but I think it would be called Merlot.
Okay. That teal is great.
The teal is gorgeous.
I would get one of those. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to get more than one, so.
Well, I know, but I would get one for me.
Negotiate.
Tester.
Oh,
of course.
Tester, yeah. So two new gorgeous colors, and when are these coming out?
March.
March.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So actually, we didn't mention when is the stripe coming out?
Any day.
Any day.
The official launch day is December 12th, and
that's today.
Yeah, when we go off the set, we can check inventory.
Yes.
Well, then I can just pay you for this one.
That's used.
He's going to give me a discount.
He just got in an accident
with that thing.
There's no discounting on Pilot pens.
Well, you know, you can do things, can't you? You know people.
Mm.
So anyway, two gorgeous new custom 74 colors. You want to touch these?
Teal is great.
You can have a
this
teal.
This is really a great color. With the smoke
really?
Accents on it, just like the rest, it's really super.
Yes.
Really super looking pen.
That's not really Merlot, though. You know wine.
It's
a little too pink.
It's kind of Merlot-ish.
It's like a pink Merlot-ish. Moscato.
Well, you have to keep it somewhat clear so you can, it's still the same demonstrator type deal.
Right. All right. And
yeah,
it takes Con 70.
Regular number 5 nib.
Con 70, awesome.
And extra fine, medium, and broad.
Okay. Awesome.
Standard 4. No, it's good looking. This is really, really
gorgeous colors.
Good looking pens, yeah.
Super excited to have those.
Those are great. Well, that's exciting. So March, so spring, we got something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
After the snow thaws. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. What else can you tell us about new stuff from Pilot? We have some... New inks coming?
The anniversary inks are coming. There's 7 new colors of Iroshizuku that will be available while supplies last. All 7 colors will be available in the 50 milliliter bottle, and there'll also be a 7 bottle mini set.
Okay.
And those will be over here in March as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So lots of new Pilot stuff in March. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And John gets all the credit for all of that.
No.
trying to help you out here.
No, because the anniversary, interestingly enough, we gave them no input. This was Pilot's 100th anniversary, not really ours, okay. Even though we're a subsidiary of the parent company, but it was their whole doing, the pens, that they did all the designing, and the inks were their choices as well, but they look great.
Good. Awesome. And they're designed to match the pens.
Correct.
The 100th anniversary, the seven gods.
Right. The individual god pens will be in their own box with a bottle of ink with pen wrap.
Yeah, well. And the pen wrap looks nice.
Yeah, it is.
So that'll be nice when those come. And they come with a clip instead of a ring top like
correct.
They did in the big sets.
Correct.
So, Yukari size?
Yes.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
That is.
A couple of them have rodden?
Two of them have rodden. They all look great. So.
Seriously, that means he's gonna want one.
I'd like to touch Rodden. I'd like to use a pen with Rodden.
Okay. He gets two because he can't decide between them.
No, we gotta
have both.
Gets two, right?
Isn't two a better number than one?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Do we have any other questions?
I think you hit all the ones that I was gonna ask.
We've been married so long. I just read your mind. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
I wish I could tell you about the new limited vanishing point. It'll be released October 2019.
Okay. And you've been with Pilot how many decades now?
I've been there 30 years in July.
Wow.
It's been a lot of fun. Doing the fine pens. When I was hired with Pilot, I had Washington and Oregon for a territory, and I was driving up and down I-5 selling 99-cent ballpoints. And then one year at our sales meeting in San Francisco, they launched Namiki. And they handed me a fountain pen that was $6,000, and I hadn't picked up a fountain pen since I was in Catholic grade school. No, I held on to it with both hands. And so just selling those was pretty cool as a salesman, being able to sell a $6,000 pen, but then I really got a liking for it, and that's what I love to do.
Yeah, even back in the day, $6,000 was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
It's a lot of money now,
yeah.
But...
yeah.
It's a lot of money 30 years ago.
Yeah, we've got collectors that have bought every piece since 1994, so that's pretty nice.
Very cool. And now, what about you? What's in your pocket? What do you carry with you?
What is this like? What's those commercials? What's in your wallet? I have the new custom Urushi.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Ballpoint. Now, to fountain pen people, I don't write with fountain pens because I have terrible handwriting, even though I was raised by nuns. And I prefer ballpoints.
We're just glossing over the nuns part. What is this?
So this is the custom Urushi ballpoint. There's a matching fountain pen that's insanely cool looking.
Yeah, I think this for a ballpoint. This is really really cool.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different size than the fountain pen. It's actually good size for a ballpoint. The price is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too outrageous, and it makes for a nice set.
It does. Yeah. And I love the vermilion color.
Mm-hmm.
So do you use any fountain pens?
No, actually, I don't. I do have a couple of vanishing points that I use. I have one of the old ones that when we introduced it in 94 was the smaller plastic version with the rib finish.
The faceted, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so I do have that. That's on my desk. But it's this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have, that's the way you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Urushi is the way to go, I think. So.
Yes, you do.
All right. Do we have anything else for John? You want to move on to non-Pilot Namiki stuff?
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh. Can I go now?
No.
You're stuck.
You're stuck here with us.
You're stuck.
You're mic'd up. You can't go anywhere.
I see you brought a whole tray of closeouts.
No, I don't think so. Let's do these first, huh?
All right.
So what do we got?
Take some.
Actually, give me this one. I like this one. You can take that
new,
one.
Here, you can
which
have that
one. Which one do I get?
New Knock Brass Tones in the new colors.
Oh, this is nice.
And, you know, I have to say, I like the new colors.
Yeah.
I'm not a neon kind of girl. I did neon back in the 80s when it was original. And I just don't think that it should come back. So
what was that, navy blue?
I've got the navy blue and red.
That's nice.
Very cool.
Classic.
John, what do you have? John's got purple.
I have purple.
And black.
Purple and black, yeah. And then I've got this really lovely
Hunter
dark
green.
Yeah, Hunter green with a brighter green in the inside. I've even got a couple pens here in my tray to match that.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So three new brass tones.
Yep, so excited to have those. Don't throw that. Not with your pen in it.
I can say, wait till I take this out.
Yeah, and then you can throw it. You know, work on your throw. All right, so what do we have here?
Next up, Visconti Mirage. And here's one that goes well in that
green case.
This is the new entry point.
You break it, you buy it.
Entry point into Visconti now. Mm. It's a nice faceted.
Very nice.
Faceted barrel, magnetic cap.
So you can just play with it.
And it lines up. There's a spring, you know, the clip is very much a spring clip. It goes over the top. My pen system's on the bottom, but.
Which is cool.
Yeah, a little different, a little different. So you can see it if you don't post when you write.
I like the faceted body.
I like the blue one.
There's a blue.
Make
this kind of reminds me of the old, this blue reminds me of the old Van Gogh.
Yes.
With the 18 karat nib, 14 karat nib.
Pretty colors.
A little
colors.
Bit of gray in them.
I like the size. It's a little, it makes you hold it properly. That's.
If you hold far back, in other words, it's got a smooth section and it's.
I like that the section is not metal.
Yeah.
It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
And
that's a good
point.
We
mentioned the magnet. I feel like I'm unbreaking.
And this one's kind of a neat color too. This.
Yeah, yellow has been surprisingly popular, especially with the Visconti things. Anything with yellow in it seems to do well. You having fun with that?
I am.
Well, the cap lines up. The grooves line up. So no matter how you put the cap on, the pen looks.
Hang on, I gotta check that out.
Looks great.
It's like playtime, isn't it? Isn't this fun?
This would be, if you were a kid in a classroom, you could sit there and do this all
annoy
day.
The annoy
your
teacher,
annoy
your prof.
Oh yeah, I missed this one. There's this dark blue, which is kind of nice too.
That is nice.
Yeah, so the new Visconti Mirage fountain pen.
This almost is like cellulite.
Kind of. Yeah. At this price point, I don't think so. But.
She flying back, just doing this in the plane all the way back.
Annoy everybody in first class.
Yeah.
So fountain pens available in rollerballs in a Chicago store if you want them. So.
All right.
What's next up? The next edition that will go great in that green knot case. Well, yeah, I like the green.
All right. I can't pronounce this.
Chenonceau.
Chenonceau.
Maybe. Chenonceau white.
Wasn't there a C at the end?
I have no idea. I couldn't pronounce it, so I just got rid of it.
Like Shawano in Wisconsin.
Shawano.
There's a couple cities in Wisconsin when I first moved here. I couldn't figure out how to pronounce them because they just don't pronounce a couple letters.
Yeah, the fourth letter, you always just, you don't.
What the hell is up with that?
You don't pronounce that.
Sheboygan?
Well, Sheboygan, you actually pronounce everything. It's Shawano.
Which is S-H-A-W-A-N-O.
Like, what the heck is up with that? Where'd the other letters go? So. Stop dropping letters.
Laurel green, anyway. I'm moving right along. Laurel green and white. But this green is translucent, just like the sharp blue and
you should make a
the other one I can't pronounce.
No, you know, I was thinking, this just looks like white cheddar, because we're in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Little mozzarella? Just call it mozzarella.
Let's see what Platinum has white to say cheddar. About that. It's a little whiter than white cheddar.
Yeah, it's a nice white, but it does have the new cap band, the raised cap band that they've been doing on their limiteds, which is really a nice touch, a little bit nicer than the laser engraved that they have on the other models.
And this is what company?
This Platinum. Is Platinum.
Is that a Japanese company?
Yes, it is.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Really. I thought there was only one Japanese pen company.
Sailor?
Hi, Scott. Platinum, huh? I got to make
they
a note.
They make
of,
a
I
nice,
make a note
you know,
this.
Their Ultra Extra Fine is really
it's
nice.
It's really hot, yeah.
It's a really, really great nib.
Ultra Extra Fine.
Yes.
Ultra Extra Fine.
Okay, so define it. How is that different than?
Super teeny.
Teeny.
Can you even see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice nib.
Well, we'll play with one in Chicago tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. We go to Chicago tomorrow?
We'll go to Chicago tomorrow.
Do you have a store in Chicago?
As a matter of fact.
No shit.
Yeah. we're a chain, remember?
Oh, that's right. I thought your other store was in Shawna.
In Shawano.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, totally mess with me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm looking forward to Chicago. Bears play there, you know.
They do play there, yes. Yes, I've yet to see a Chicago Bear. Give me those, too.
These
so he's
are,
mad at me. He's not even giving me a pen anymore.
No. Dear to our
there you
heart.
Go.
Okay.
Have a black one. Dear to our heart.
And this is interesting.
You know, I got to tell you, kudos to Kenro for bringing back Esterbrook the right way. Although, do you think they know that Phaeton wasn't around all that long?
Yeah, so this is the new Phaeton 300R.
That's very cool new.
After the Phaeton 300, which...
R is for Revival?
Revival, yep. But this is a really an entry point into Esterbrook. So it's a very inexpensive... this has a...
Inexpensive what?
It's an inexpensive pen.
Okay.
And it has a...
Funky filler. And now that's the only option,
filler.
Correct?
It's the only option. Cartridges do not fit. And this converter is threaded, but...
It would be kind of funny if that was loaded, because you were pointing that right at Lisa when you shot that through. You probably hit her from there, couldn't you?
I probably could, yeah.
With you in the middle.
But as long as it doesn't get on his nice camel hair coat.
Haven't you already been hit once today? Once this trip?
Yeah, that was last night.
Yes,
yeah.
We were in a car accident last night. No, I like the cap on here. I like the way the clutch ring posts.
Is it me it's a hooded or is that, nib. That clip is really long.
It's really long, yeah. It is
Does
long.
Does it fit in your jacket? I'm breaking out putting that in there. It doesn't fit. You do it.
It's a two-hander.
And
just do the way it normally depends.
There you go.
That's
there.
A long clip.
It's a long clip, but it's nice. It's two-tone. It's very, actually, it's pretty close to the appearance of the original Phaeton 300. So, anyway, super.
The original Phaeton 300 had
a little inlay. Yeah, little one inlay. Of two different styles of inlay on the hood.
Which is smarter to not put that
in
there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, you know, they would typically wear off. And
very nice.
So.
All right,
inexpensive, comes in medium nib only.
This one's cool.
Next up,
the Diplomat Aero in blue.
New addition to Aero line, the blue. Super cool color.
Now, there was a change in color?
I think the newer ones were a little bit lighter. This is a nice, this is a little bit darker. I saw both of them side by side last weekend. This color is nice. I think this is a better color. A little bit darker. It actually matches your dress fairly well.
Look at that.
Yes.
Silver trim.
I like the matte section. I don't like a shiny metal section, so I like that it's matte.
So that one interchanges with all the rest of the, except for the brown.
Because that's got black trim?
Well, that's got the dark section.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So Aero blue.
I like that a lot.
It's coming out soon for us. And last on the list, but not least,
Conklin All-American in glossy black.
Look at that. That's actually really pretty sweet.
Finally, a ballpoint.
There you go. but it's got this this dark trim. Probably, you know, I'd call it ruthenium, but I don't think that's what it is. But and a black nib on it. Really, really cool looking pen.
Very stealthy.
Very nice gloss. Very nice movement on this.
Make you good
I like that. Yeah?
Sure.
Do you trade?
We do trade. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we do.
We sure do. We sure do. I've seen what you brought. So anyway, new All-American. This is really, really nice looking pen.
Beautiful.
And it's nice to have another black nib option in the All-American lineup.
For those of you who like black nibs, I like to see the ink on my
That's a classy looking. Do you like to see the ink on your nib?
Well, I don't like a black nib.
No, black pens need black nibs.
Well, that's fine. You can have one.
I have one. So does he.
Okay.
So now you know what you're going to get for Christmas.
A vanishing point you can't tell me about.
That's true.
Ooh, we can get one early?
No.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I left those upstairs. Your employees are ransacking my sample kit as we speak.
Probably.
Where's that kit of yours?
Which one? we should talk about why you're here. Why are you here?
When a mommy loves a daddy.
You've actually done 300 of these.
Yes.
300, yes.
And they're all like this.
Yes. Pretty much, yeah. The first couple are a little weird, but, you know.
You know, if you look at them, have you looked at episode one? You look so young.
I was also wearing contacts back then. I gave that up.
Okay, maybe that's it, yeah.
I gave that up, yeah.
We're in our house and big, awful, headsets. Heavy headphones. They used to make my ears hurt.
Yeah, I know. You'd complain.
I did. A lot.
Often.
They hurt. So, yes, we've done, this is the 300.
And they're all like this.
We've never had a live
We've had guests before.
We've had guests, but never live.
Never in the same room.
Yes, never in studio.
Okay. Well, I'm honored.
You should
you're
be.
You're the first.
Okay.
All right.
So
so why are you here?
Lombardi Steakhouse?
Yes.
Yes.
Great with the French onion soup.
French onion soup in an onion. It's, it's amazing. Anyway, now I'm here to do an event here. And then Brian and I are going to Chicago to their new Chicago store, which is very cool looking and doing very well, I understand.
Yes, very well. Yep.
How are we doing with Pilot sales there?
Excellent.
Pilot has 4 of the top 5 pen spots.
Outstanding.
And probably 7 out of the top 10.
Outstanding. So yep. We will renew your contract.
For the contract.
For 2019. Yes. Yes. So.
So, no.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't worried.
No, you're in good shape. Yeah. You're in good shape.
So we're doing an event here in Appleton,
mm-hmm.
and then in Chicago for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, and that's Thursday, yep.
mainly so that you can have enough time to go to a steakhouse and Miller's Pub and that...
Ditka's.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Yeah.
Because I'm staying here, so the boys get to go have fun.
And Brian, you mentioned something about a whiskey bar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could do Miller's and then go walk down to the whiskey bar.
Okay.
Because they're kind of in this... Or Uber... When I had to Uber back.
Definitely have to Uber back.
There's 100 different whiskeys on tap.
So do you get, like, there was a place in Seattle that if you drank all the beers, you got a plaque on the wall. If you drink all 100 whiskeys.
You get a couch? I don't know.
Doctor to pump your stomach?
I don't know. I haven't been there.
I was
at the hotel, but, you know, the bar supposedly is,
yeah,
it's famous. Well, we'll have to check it out. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm staying here to hold down the fort and to work. While they go play and hang with the staff.
We
down
are
going to
be working hard.
Okay.
We will be.
Yeah. All right. And so, what did you bring for the event? You brought, I know we saw your case upstairs, but you brought like really awesome, amazing stuff to drool over.
I did. There's some Yukari pens up there. You've got some of mine that you've had for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Got the new Pilot Explorer, mm-hmm. which is a lower priced. Fountain pen.
Pretty though. It's in some really
like
pretty
yeah.
colors.
They're all like 6 fluorescent colors and it's really nice. It's steel nib and under $30.
Yeah, I think the gray's my favorite.
I like the blue.
The dark gray
the
one.
The dark blue's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so I have that. I have the new Vanishing Point, the new colors here. It's always nice to see some Macchier and some collectors and hopefully we'll get some people to come in and pre-buy the 7 God individual pens.
Yeah, there we
that
go.
That would be awesome.
And we'll talk.
We could do that.
We'll talk about the inks. And I mean, since you guys have opened, you're sort of the Chicago collectors have come back, and the pen connoisseurs have come back. So it's nice to see that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. Yeah. And I get to come back to Chicago, where I used to live. My daughter was born there, and the Bears are there.
There you go.
You guys, you know, you don't have a team up here, do you? A football team?
No.
Excuse me?
No, there's no.
In Green Bay, we might.
Oh, but that's like way up there. There's no team.
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
They're the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. They won one Super Bowl. Didn't they win the first one?
First.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do football.
But the Bears are in first place.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for you.
So.
All right. So Brian and John will be in Chicago. Wednesday, Thursday, and then Brian, you...
I'm staying in Chicago.
Just for 2 more days, not forever.
Well, we'll see how the week goes. I mean, Friday and Saturday will be Michael Hujara from Coles of London is coming, so we're going to have a Visconti event, which will be fun, and there's lots of fun stuff going on those 2 days, so...
I like Michael's accent.
Well, I'll tape record it for you. I'll put you on FaceTime.
We'll do FaceTime.
There we go. And I'll just leave it on.
Yeah, that'll work. Well, okay, so we'll FaceTime you from the event, too.
Okay,
yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, just show you we're working.
Oh, okay. The 1 so. Minute. All right, anything else?
Anyway, I think that's it for this week, huh?
So, recap. We had the new Knock Brass Town. We had the Konkan All-American in the glossy black. We did the Diplomat Arrow in blue, which is a really pretty color. The Astorbrook Phaeton 300R, the new Platinum 3776s that I can't pronounce, and the Visconti Mirage. And we got to see the new Custom 74 colors and the new Stripes Vanishing Point
mm-hmm.
that vanish. You said was a gift.
I think
for the day.
Just check it.
For the day.
I'm trying. All right. All right.
That it?
That's
all right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Join us next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun stuff.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And don't forget, we have a store in Chicago, ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week. Check us out at chicago.andersonpens.com.
And if you like this video, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We would forever be grateful.
First thing I'm going to do when I leave here.
Thumbs up.
And subscribe to the video.
All right. See you next time.